And if we take those four seasons that George Romans was captain of the club, they suffered only 12 defeats in 68 matches during that period, and were clearly one of the leading clubs in the country. Poor old Clifton suffered badly from them. In the 1900-1901 season, when Thomas Spires was playing, they played Clifton twice and won 66-0 and 72-3. Even though he was a forward, he scored at least one try during the 72-3 win.
Gloucester have been playing at that time? What teams would they have been playing?
If we take the 1900-1901 season, they started off the first game against Clifton, won 66-0, so that was an encouraging start to the season. They then went down to Penarth in Wales 6 days later and drew 0-0. They then won 27-0 against Old Edwardians, who were a team they played for many years. This is a Birmingham-based team. Then Stroud, Coventry, Swansea, Bristol, Richmond, Cardiff, Bath, Cheltenham, Newport, another 0-0 draw, Northampton, Blackheath, Old Merchant Taylors.
Some of the names of those teams, I was expecting probably to hear teams that I wouldn't have recognised at all, but actually you mentioned Bath, Northampton, they're still teams that Gloucester play today.
Yes, I can tell you Rockcliffe they played, which you won't have
heard.
No. I'm pretty sure that's a Bristol team.
Would a lot of the people at the time, say my great-grandfather was playing rugby for Gloucester, have been from Gloucester, and would there maybe have ancestors like me that are still living in the area?
In those days, the team would have been drawn very locally. I mean, there were people, you know, who came to work in Gloucester from elsewhere who played for the team, but it was very much a locally based team. And indeed, in the early days of the rugby club, they very much encouraged the formation of local clubs. A lot of them were church-based, but there are others, like the Gordon League, were set up that sort of time. And very quickly, an arrangement emerged where Gloucester would borrow players as they needed them from the junior clubs. Mm. And, of course, players at the junior clubs aspired to play for the city team, as it was generally known.
Mentioned that obviously we've got my great-grandfather Tom Spires and then my great-great-uncle William, but there were also some nephews, and I didn't know about this.
That's right. I mentioned your great-great-grandfather George Ephraim had three sons. The eldest non-rugby playing son, John Ephraim Jr., in turn had two sons, Ernest and Sam. And Ernest played a couple of times for Gloucester and also played for Gloucester United in the mid-20s. Coming on to the early 30s, the younger son, Sam, who was 5 years younger than Ernest, he played quite a lot for Gloucester United, but he then moved down to Devonport, where, of course, his uncle and his family were living. Mm. He played for Devonport Services. I imagine he was working in the Plymouth Dockyards. He actually played a couple of times for Devonport Services at Kingsholm against Gloucester.
Just to go back to a little bit of the things that I found here, we've talked about the photographs. I've got these caps, two caps that he had. They are just like little kind of schoolboy caps, really, with little tassels on the top of them. They're a black velvety material with a bit of gold fringing. And one of them doesn't have anything written on it. The other one that I'm just looking at says 1900-1 and has actually got a crest on the front of it too. What would they have been for?
The cap was awarded, we believe at that time, if you'd made 21 appearances for the club. That seems to have been the rule. The date that you see on Tom's cap of 1900-1901 was the season in which he achieved that mark. That also caused you to be put on the honours boards of the club, and we'll see those later when we go over to Kingsholm. Another thing you might be interested in is, you know, you regard rugby as a fairly hard game these days, and it is, but it was harder back then. I'll just give you a little quote from a game which I think Tom played in, which was played at Kingsholm on November the 9th, 1901, against Richmond. Bill Bailey of the Citizen said, "A very hard game, the Richmond forwards being much heavier than the Gloucester pack. The Gloucester players were continually being knocked out owing to the mad rushing and kicking of the visitors, who seemed to have a very elementary knowledge of the modern game." You read that and then you find Gloucester won 8-0.
And of course in those days, as you said, the players would have had jobs. It obviously wasn't the professional era, was it?
Oh no, indeed. A lot of them worked on Saturday mornings and had to get away from work in order to play for the club.
John, from your point of view, doing the research, obviously you're doing sort of more of the family history side. I guess it's a bit like being a sort of a detective for you, isn't it, really?
Well, I first started doing family history at Gloucestershire Archive back in the early 80s, my own family. And so it's almost become second nature, particularly where there are, you know, surviving members of an early player's family, to just go back and delve, I'm afraid. Mm. One of the very, very early players, J.W. Bailey, his descendant got in touch with us because he had caps, and we eventually met up, having done a considerable amount of research. It was a pleasure to do it.